My name is Simon Brown, and you're listening to JC Direct, brought to you by MaudStreet.com. Chatting with Mark Smith, he's the CEO of Phoneworks. They had results out to the year end, 30 June. Cash pile up to 82 million from 74. Revenue flat at 91.5 million. Dividend up from 4.5 to 5.5 cents. So certainly cash generative. Mark, good day. Thanks for joining us on the line.
Good day, Simon. Nice to speak to you again.
A broadly good set of numbers. I suppose revenue flat. You mentioned World Cup. You also mentioned the CPA, Consumer Protection Act, both sort of, I suppose, post-World Cup. There were some issues, and then you weren't quite sure. You had to sort of feel your way through the new Consumer Protection Act.
Yes, I think overall we're happy with the results, given the fact that there are a number of external factors which are obviously beyond our control. So I think internally we streamlined our operations, improved on overheads. Those overheads were actually reduced during the period under review. So generally, from an internal perspective, things are going exceptionally well. External factors, particularly like the Consumer Protection Act, bearing in mind that the regulations only came out when the Act came out in 1st of April.
Yeah.
So most of our clients, bearing in mind your advertising agencies and FMCG customers, weren't aware what the regulations were going to be, particularly the pricing of premium-rated SMSs. And a lot of them print on pack, and those packs then remain in stores for 6 months to a year. So they were very reticent to sort of go ahead until there was clarity. So we obviously had to wait until the regulations came out, and from a MediaWorks point of view, that did slow down a number of the sales during that period. Subsequent to that, however, we've had the reverse effect, where we've obviously had a spike now, and now that there's certainty, we picked up dramatically over the last 3 months. Post year end.
That makes sense. Long lead times and those sort of things. Drilling through the numbers, sitting on a fair pile of cash, 82 odd million. Are you returning some of that to shareholders? We can see that in dividend coming through. You've obviously got some development projects, your Carbon Works, ID Works, and DR Works. Is that also a bit of a war chest if opportunity arises? I would imagine 82 million is not a bad amount of cash to be sitting on.
Absolutely. Oh, that's up, as you saw, 10.8% up on the previous year. And that's why we've increased our dividend up by 22%.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously constantly are looking for acquisitions. We looked at one or two last year, but they weren't suitable to the business. But we'll continue to look. And I think that's why we obviously like to keep that war chest, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also our development into Africa with Fax2Email, which is also looking promising. We've put our platforms into Zambia, Nigeria, and Kenya, hoping to launch on a strong marketing thrust during the course of this month, in fact. And we've earmarked probably about another three territories in Africa, and some of that cash will obviously go into those platforms in those countries. And obviously what we're trying to do is replicate the phenomenal success that we've had with Fax2Email and WebDefax in South Africa.
Yeah, you mentioned Africa, BizWorks. I imagine there's also some MediaWorks activity in Africa. How significant is it at this stage? Is it still relatively small?
It's still small. Obviously, if you look at some of those territories like Nigeria, which has got over 140 million people, the potential to exceed what we're doing in South Africa is there, which is obviously theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
Our challenge obviously is practically now to convert that. So the platforms are there, the technology is running. I think the challenge is now is the marketing element. And obviously the countries are very different to South Africa, landscape, politically, geography, etc. So it's important just for us to ease ourselves in understanding the local business fraternity and introduce the products. But once they're in, as you know, in South Africa, it's an annuity-based business.
Yeah.
And it just continues to generate cash. And that's obviously why the business generates so much cash.
Yeah, hugely cash generative. The BizWorks, you've mentioned the Fax2Email, the Web2Email and the like. Broadly, it's aimed at SMMEs, but I imagine probably also slightly wider. I mean, even as we move up, I mean, you do simple stuff like, you know, credit card processing, you do conference calls.
Yeah.
We're going to see, as we see economies recover, as we see, and I'm talking in the more established market, South Africa, rather than new markets such as Nigeria, as we see things moving forward and we see growth coming in, etc., these guys are really going to get a leverage effect in many senses.
Absolutely. And I think what's happening is that businesses now are looking for technologies to assist them in their own marketing drives. And I think the benefit of the PhoneWorks offering is that you don't have to have any capital outlay. So we manage that process for you,
mm-hmm.
and we offer a bureau-based application. So you can actually take a menu, it's almost an a la carte shopping, choose the applications that are more suitable to your business, and then you use them on a pay-as-you-go basis. And that's a very successful formula, particularly with technology advancing at such a pace. You don't have to, as a small business, worry about changing or updating your technology. We do that for you.
Yeah, and also no massive outlays, as you said.
Absolutely.
As you need it, you pay for it. Your development stages, the one that's always interests me is ID Works, which is trying to make FICA process easier for people. I don't think there's a single person out there in South Africa who says that FICA is a wonderful thing. We understand the legislative process, but typically getting things certified, etc. How's that going? You're doing some testing with a stockbroker?
Well, we've done that with successfully now for a year, mm-hmm. and it's been looked at by the FRC positively. And we're now about to roll out to other stockbrokers. We used a period of about a year just to benchmark it. The particular stockbroker has now put virtually all his clients on the system. We're still running for the fourth time now, fourth period with SIPC, which is the old SIPRA.
Mm-hmm.
So we still do their verification gateway for agents who want to log onto their website and do online changes, and that's been successfully run now for the last 2 years. So we've got very good pilots. We also now are going into a pilot with the security industry where the same application we use for security guards is a central database to register security guards so that when they walk around, you as a member of the public could actually call for their card, SMS in their number, get a picture of them, and also have access to the fact that they are attached to a particular security company. And then if you left that particular company, you'd be able to go to a central database and track the history and the movement of a particular guard. So there are a number of different applications that have been spawned out from the FICA application.
Okay, great stuff. Last one, CarbonWorks, which from what, as I understand, still very in its infancy, but I think something that is going to become bigger and bigger. We've got the COP17 in Durban later this year, I think, Carbon. And just general, that concept of you know, what are we doing to the planet is important. Yeah. How's that doing going forward?
I think as we anticipated, would be slow. Obviously, with COP17 in South Africa now, we believe that the issues relating to sustainability will be enhanced. And obviously with King 3 and listed companies now being forced to comply,
mm-hmm.
We're starting to see a lot more traction in terms of companies being more aware and trying to find out how they train their staff, how to do the carbon footprint, etc. So we think that it's obviously still going to be slow. Obviously the world economy has a negative impact because sustainability goes low down the priority status when companies are obviously fighting for survival. So we anticipate it to be quite a long period where there will be, where we get traction, but I think over the long term, very positive.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Long-term carbon and that sort of business is absolutely where it is. We will leave it there. Mark Smith, CEO of PhoneWorks. Mark, as always, great chatting. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Simon. Keep well.
My name is Simon Brown. You've been listening to JSE Direct, brought to you by maudstreet.com.